see those words, let's take a look at it now. The one who claims he is in the light and yet hates his brother is in darkness until now. People, if you're suffering tonight from stress, anxiety, these things, depression, note those two words, light and darkness. There's your soul. There's your soul. Let's concentrate on them before we even look at the head of the hatred. Light versus darkness. This has been going on from Genesis, the first deal of Genesis, first chapters of Genesis, and here we have it about your soul. Light versus darkness is the difference in your life with or without SAD. Right here it is. Light and darkness in your soul. Light is a beautiful picture of your life free of stress, anxiety, and depression. Almost everyone likes a beautiful sunny day. Almost everyone does. You even feel better. And this is true about your soul. This is true about your soul. People throw open the windows on a beautiful sunny day, go outside, leave work early, don't go, whatever. People think about this spiritually in your own soul. This is true in your soul, inside you. And if the darkness of SAD dwells, we're going to have to turn on the light. Tear down the strongholds in the soul so that you can experience some happiness and some light. So we're going to have to tear down the strongholds in the soul so we can turn on the light and reveal Satan's lie. Get out from underneath it and stop being enslaved to it. Now, two simple things about the light in 1 John. Two simple things. We're not going to build a whole lot because we want to stay with our study of stress, anxiety, and depression. Two simple things about light and first here. One, Jesus Christ is the light of the world. And when you believe in Jesus Christ as your Savior, you are permanently in the light. That's your status quo. You are permanently in the light. But as far as your spiritual life is concerned, it may be different. That's what this study is about. Living who you are in Christ. I've said it so many times. That's how we're going to end this study. Who are you in Christ? Well, right here, you know one thing you are in Christ. You're in the light. And when you are living who you are in Christ, people, you are living in the light. So the question is, how do we live in the light? How do we live who we are in Christ? Therefore, point two. The second principle, being in the light, as far as your life experientially, your life day in and day out now, where you're hurting in your marriage, financially, health, all these things. People, there's so many things you can worry about and get stressed out about. We got the war. We got economics. Now they've got this respiratory disease, SOUS or something, that's just sweeping, going across the world slowly now. People are dying across the world. Can't figure out how it's passed on yet. And AIDS was going to do it. Now they got this thing that's sweeping across. There's so many things you can worry about. And I just heard more news today on cloning. If you're not through, if you haven't found enough to worry about, you worry about cloning. And America may say it's no cloning in America, but the rest of the world's doing it.